is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back statewide, hour three of the only show willing to tell like it is. Superfly Hayes, one of the best in the business, executive producer. Conversation continues throughout the week on the Big Ten Championship game Saturday night, 8 p.m. Michigan on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board, an 11.5-point favorite over the Hawkeyes of Iowa. Friday's broadcast, 3 until 6, with the Wolverine.com team and those from On3.com. We will present the huge Big Ten title game preview show, 3 until 6, on Friday. So you can listen live on your local affiliate, on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show. Podcast always available, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, and more. Wherever you download podcasts, just search The Huge Show, thehugeshow.net. We have podcasts and the live stream there. So many platforms, we're everywhere. You can listen to us. We discussed some Michigan and Michigan State basketball earlier. ACC Big Ten Challenge doubleheader night. Michigan State and Louisville, followed by North Carolina hosting Juwan Howard and the Wolverines. Superfly scared me right before the show. Do you want me to get the Tigers on about their second big signing? I'm thinking, oh my God, did they get Correa and Baez? He said, no, they got Baez. You want to get a Vila or a Hinch on? I did share a tweet from AJ Hinch, and I'm really impressed with how the sports world in Michigan has stepped up to try and help ease the pain in Oxford, Michigan. And I shared AJ Hinch's tweet. Sending my youngest daughter off to her high school this morning brings a lot of emotion today. Stay strong, Oxford, Michigan. And that is AJ Hinch, manager of your Detroit Tigers. You get days like yesterday, it really makes you appreciate the little things in life. It puts sports into perspective, but also you see the platform that sports at all levels can be to help people deal with pain and tragedy. It's the most touching part of my job, being a sports radio host for nearly 30 years. April 15th, 2022 will be 30 years of doing a talk show. Inside this hour, Logan Lamarand here, Sports Illustrated Lions NFL insider. What about Aiden Hutchinson? Man, some are saying he's right there. Him or Stroud now are going to, him or Young, the Alabama quarterback, whoever has a better game in the SEC or Big Ten championship could win the Heisman. Wow. And every draft board now has Aiden Hutchinson as the overall number one pick, and we know your Lions are 0-10-1, and chances are they're going to have the number one pick, and it was our huge question of the day. Do you think Aiden Hutchinson will be in a Lions uniform playing in Detroit or on the road a year from now, depending on their 2022 schedule? You can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opted on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. So Logan will join us in just a moment, get his thoughts on Hutch being a Lion. Come what, May? Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Spartan basketball insider on the Spartans and the Cardinals from Louisville. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com joined us earlier. He calls it a must-win situation, or they need a win. Juwan Howard and the Wolverines tonight at North Carolina. That team just doesn't have good guard play right now. They don't, outside of Brooks. So can they get it done? We'll talk some hoops with Austin. And then before this hour is done, Andrew Grassice, who is the committee chairman for the annual Ada Chili and Beer Festival that happens Saturday starting at 11 a.m. in downtown Ada on the west side of the state, just east of GR. They had over 4,000 people 2 years ago when they did their event. Pandemic Took it off the schedule last year. They are back on Saturday, 11 a.m. You need to get your tickets. Easiest way on Facebook. Just search Ada Chilium Beer Festival, and you can buy your tickets right there. Simple and easy. We'll get an update on everything going on from Grass, Andrew Grassheis. He's a huge Michigan fan. He said he was at the game last Saturday. Aiden Hutchinson was awesome, just bulldozing, wrecking crew, knocking over Ohio State linemen. Man, his Heisman stock, his NFL stock really shot up last Saturday. Logan Lamarandier, Lions NFL insider from Sports Illustrated. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Double L.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. How's it going?
Yeah, I know it's been a while. I saw one of your tweets. Are you having your second set of twins?
No, this is the first set of twins.
Okay, so, I wasn't sure. I mean, I know things get crazy. I'm like, is he having I thought he just had twins. He's going to have another set of twins?
Nope. This will be number two and three. All three boys, they'll be. So, wow. Kind of crazy right now.
Yeah, I bet. And holiday season makes it even more special. So, congrats, my friend. All right, let's talk about the Lions. We'll get to Campbell and his coaching ability in a moment, in-game strategy adjustments. I do want to get in on our huge question of the day. Aiden Hutchinson now has moved to the top of most draft boards. Lions more than likely are going to have that overall number one pick. Is it a no-brainer by the Lions to take Aiden Hutchinson and keep him playing in Michigan, but in a Lions uniform next year?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't call it a no-brainer. Like, there's no other possibilities. I still think Thibodeau should be in that mix. But just watching Hutchinson play, especially what he did to Ohio State, having 15 pressures in a single game and three sacks, that's just, you know, one-man wrecking crew right there. And he does everything well. And that's with Thibodeau. I still think Thibodeau might have a little bit more of a flexibility and bend to his game that a lot of the elite pass rushers have. But Aiden Hutchinson, I think so much depends on these pass rushers when it comes to the combine, because a lot of times the best pass rushers in the NFL are also, you know, those freak athletes. And Hutchinson is a great athlete. Like, all of his testing numbers he's had at Michigan are, you know, would be tops, near the tops last year in the combine. So I think he checks all the boxes that you want in a number one overall pick. So at this point, I don't have any reason to be disappointed if he was the number one overall pick. Now, a lot can change in the pre-draft process, but it sure looks like right now he's just the complete package, can do it all. The Lions need a pass rusher. It's a premium position that they need. So I think it would make a lot of sense if the Lions went after Hutchinson, but I'm not going to rule out any other players either.
Logan Lamarandier, Sports Illustrated, Lions NFL insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here in the huge show across Michigan. Dan Campbell, since he's taken over play calling, and even before then, he hasn't looked comfortable on the sidelines. You can see his inexperience. I really don't see that as a learning curve. I think it's a feel you have. I'm surprised he still is holding on to calling the offensive plays. It's a train wreck. Their lack of adjustments, their lack of understanding, the clock, situational management. Your thoughts on what's going on with Dan Campbell?
I think it's just really a bit odd. I thought it was unusual that he randomly took over play calling mid-season when he was preaching at the beginning of the year about how, you know, he brought in his coaches and he was going to let them do their thing. And, you know, he doesn't have any play calling experience. He's a former tight ends coach. And all of a sudden he becomes a head coach and he's now a play caller too. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I fully understand that Anthony Lynn probably still has plenty of influence on the plays and it's still a lot of his scheme. But at the same time, I think Dan Campbell should be maybe a little bit more focused about just the game management, the clock, you know, use of timeouts, things of that nature, maybe more so than calling the plays. And ever since he's taken over calling plays, yeah, the Lions have been in games, but it's been a super conservative attack. The rushing game, it's gotten better, but still at the same time, it's just maybe it's because they're just rushing the ball more and they're rushing on downs where teams aren't expecting for the Lions to be rushing the ball. You know, the third and longs right now are killing me when they're just drawing up a run play when I get it. You know, they don't have a lot of confidence in their downfield attack through the passing game, but you still have to believe that you have better chances of getting a first down through the air than a third and long situation on the ground. So there's a lot right now that's going wrong, and yeah, hope it's just a learning curve, because I really think no matter how bad Dan Campbell does this year, he's still going to be around for next year as well, and probably even a third season. And if he's still making mistakes at that point, that's kind of, it's probably going to be like that same Patricia timeline, except Dan Campbell has started, you know, at the ground zero, a long ways to go. So I think he has a little bit longer of a leash. The team knows it's a rebuild, but it's not super encouraging, just the mistakes he's been making the past few weeks.
They're going to be 0-16-1. You're looking at the Vikings on Sunday in Detroit at Denver, Arizona, who, you know, arguably the best team in the NFC on December 19th, at Atlanta. Some circled that in the Bears Thanksgiving Day game, but Atlanta is actually not playing bad football right now. And then at Seattle and Green Bay at home. Wow. And you're going to be 0-16-1, and Campbell's going to be selling what? Because I really see a lot of Patricia and Campbell, and I get the players. The culture's different. They're playing hard. He doesn't turn off the players as much as Patricia did. I see a lot of Holmes and Quinn right now, where you're just missing on some key players. You know, the offseason, the walking into that season with those wide receivers for Goff. Goff has been extremely disappointing. He can't throw the ball down the field. They thought they were going to get a two-year bridge there to buy time with Goff. That's a disaster. Boyle as a backup is a disaster. I mean, I'm telling you, I see more Quinn Patricia right now outside of the players not quitting on the team than I do with a blueprint for the future. And that, to me, as a Lions fan and as a statewide broadcaster, it makes me sad and mad at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been a great year. My expectations were low to begin with this year, and just looking at the talent, you listed off the remaining games. The Lions shouldn't be favored in any of those games, and they likely won't be. Just the talent is not there, and that was something that the Lions really brought upon themselves. You know, Quinn and Patricia did when they started giving these contracts to free agents that shouldn't be handed those contracts, and then drafting players that were very scheme specific, but they weren't great football players or modern, you know, athletes or anything like that. So it's just the Lions really had to tear down this year before getting any better. So I think this offseason is really going to be key in evaluating Holmes, just because he's going to have a little bit more free agency money now to play with after he got some of the dead cap off the books this year. Having more draft capital, he's got to start, you know, hitting on some guys. And I mean, I liked his draft this year. I thought he drafted the best player available, at least by his board. And, you know, a lot of these players were at least good athletes. And again, I mentioned the modern day NFL players. They're actually athletic, unlike a lot of what Quinn and Patricia were looking for. So it's tough to evaluate, I think, really right now to see where these guys are at. But it's just the unfortunate reality is that Holmes had to tear down a lot of what Quinn did just to kind of get out from undo all the things that Quinn did. So it's a tough situation right now, and it'd be tough to look good for anybody.
0-16-1, that's going to be an interesting offseason. That's why, and I said this on yesterday's show, and Logan Lamarand here, Sports Illustrated Lions NFL insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Aiden Hutchinson, them sitting on the first pick, and Hutchinson would be a nice smokescreen and diversion from 0-16-1 if he's at the top and he's selected and it's defense and you get an offseason conversation of people where they're buying a ticket, buying a jersey to go watch Hutchinson play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Fords think about that at least a little bit. What's going to draw in more fans and create attention? Yeah, Hutchinson would create a lot of buzz because there's a lot more Michigan fans than there are Lions fans, I feel like. But if the Lions were ever actually really good, I feel like the Lions fans would just come out of the woodwork. They've just been so bad for such a long time. But, yeah, Hutchinson, it'd be a nice local product. You know, went to high school around here, went to Michigan, and then Detroit would be a cool story.
A lot of those closet Lion fans, they move to the Upper Peninsula and they hide in cabins. So they're waiting for the Lions to win, and then they cross the bridge. It'd probably be a Lifetime family movie. When the Lions are a winner. I don't see it with Campbell. I know people say 2-3 years. I never saw it with Patricia early. It's the NFL. These guys are paid millions to play, coach, and run a front office. And the excuse list, it's done with me. It really is, because I get tearing it down. I understand the dead cap money, but just the sheer ignorance on in-game strategy, on walking into a season with a wide receiver core like that, on play calling, on a head coach taking over play calling when he's never been a coordinator. Dan Campbell has showed us he's more like Matt Patricia outside of the players, enjoying playing hard for him. So we'll see what happens. Logan, man, congrats on the Twins. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, sounds good. Talk soon.
All right, Logan Lamarand here, Sports Illustrated Lions NFL Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with your Detroit Lions. Your thoughts on Aiden Hutchinson? Do you think he's a great overall number one pick for the Lions? I find it to be a fantastic diversion from what will be an 0-16-1 season. You got Hutchinson now. You got, is he going to be Bosa? Is he going to be TJ, JJ Wattish? Is he going to be an impact player from day one? I think so. So you can join in 1-866-838-4843. Do you think he'll be a Lion a year from now? That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Speaking of the NFL, make sure you get your pro football picks in every week by Sunday morning at thehugeshow.net. If you want to get in on that $1,000 in cash from Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Go to beangarter.com to find out more. But get your picks in every week through the big game in February at thehugeshow.net.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. The 2021 college football regular season has come to a close and Michigan went out on top. The fifth-ranked Wolverines beat the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes 42-27 in Ann Arbor, led behind the offensive line and Hassan Haskins, who finished with 28 carries, 169 yards, and 5 scores for the Wolverines. The first-ever player to rush the ball for 5 touchdowns against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Michigan finishes at 11-1 and punched their ticket for the first time in school history and under Jim Harbaugh to the Big Ten Championship game, which will be this Saturday at 8 o'clock on Fox. The Wolverines will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. The college football playoff rankings were released. Michigan checks in at number 2 and Iowa at number 13. A win on Saturday all but seals the fate for the first ever trip to the college football playoff for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now they have their latest no-brainer bet. And DraftKings is legit. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You can withdraw your money and get your cash anytime you want to. And here's the no-brainer deal right now on any NFL game. Just sign up using code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and then bet just $1 on any team to score in an NFL game and you can win $100 in free bets. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Then bet just $1 on any team to score, and you'll win $100 in free bets if they score. You score with promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer. It's Big Ten Championship Game Week. Iowa and Michigan Saturday night in Indy. We always originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Huge question of the day, do you think Aiden Hutchinson will be the Lions' overall number one pick and be playing in the Lions uniform a year from today? Join us live at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, Stephen Midland. Listening on 100.9 FM, you're on The Huge Radio Network.
Hey, Huge, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
No problem, bud.
I was just going to say, thanks for telling it how it is, because I had that same sentiment with you. Like you said, the 0-16-1, and it's just, I've been a long-time Lions fan, just suffering since like the 70s. I've watched them, and I just can't get over the fact that they can't get it right ever, it seems like. I thought they had it right with Caldwell, and, you know, I'm glad you're saying what's real, and I value your opinions. I'm pretty sure you're probably right that, and I like Dan Campbell. I wish he had success, but I'm not seeing good signs either. And as far as Aiden Hutchinson goes, I actually hope he doesn't go to Detroit. I don't think they're going to take him anyway. I think they'll take a quarterback or something, but, I don't think his career is going to be any good if he goes to the Lions. And I know that's sour grapes from an old Lions fan, but you know, you just think of all the great players that went here and they just, well, you know, for one, look at the guy that's a linebacker for the Patriots. We had him here. I can't remember his name right now. And he's an all-pro.
Johnny Tavai. Right. I saw in the Titans game, and thank you, Stephen Midland, listening on 100.9 FM. Tavai, Kyle Van Noy, Dan Campbell never was a coordinator. And for him, calling the plays is just a power trip, man. It is. I'm the boss. We're going to do it. I can do better. And then his weekly excuses. And then the way he threw Goff underneath the bus. You know, day one is always their happiest day. When they play no games for 8 months, the sky's blue. You know, I bought it thinking they could be somewhere between 6-10, 9-7 with Goff and have that bridge for a couple years. And I think they thought that as well. And then you find out how good a front office and coaches are when it's not working and how do you adjust on the field and off the field. And that's what Quinn and Patricia couldn't do. This is a better people version of Quinn and Patricia. I see nothing to show me they're going to be a contender with this group. Nothing. Don't tell me about playing hard. And any of you who are going to accept 0-16-1 and say, well, he just needs time to get his guys in, you are part of the problem. because you have never demanded that the Lions have a winner. And you buy your tickets and you buy your gear. And sponsors support them. And I get it's the NFL and it's the biggest entity in sports in America. But anybody, and I said this when they were 0-4, anybody who accepts 0-16-1 and you believe this group of guys is going to be better next year. Oh, and better when you're 0-16-1 is what? 3 games? And then you tell your buddies how they've improved? No, I'm not buying that anymore with this team. I'm not. Dan Campbell is in over his head as a head coach. And you see it in the in-game strategy. And he does have a way to get the players to play for him. So that means he's probably a better coordinator than a head coach. Let's go to Kyle Austin. Talk about head coaches. Tom Izzo, Michigan State, Louisville, ACC, Big Ten Challenge. Tonight, Kyle follows Michigan State hoops for MLive.com. He's standing by in the Meyer guest line and improving Michigan State basketball team. Kyle, what'd you say?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, they went to the Bahamas last week for that Thanksgiving Day tournament and came in second place. But given where this team was, I think that was a pretty good result. And Tom Izzo was pretty honest that second place was something they were happy with. They lost to a tough Baylor game there on Friday, but beat a good Loyola team, coached by old friend Drew Valentine. And then really, to me, the signature win was that game, Thanksgiving game against UConn, which UConn was a tough team. You know, they were down 6 there in the last couple minutes, and they found a way to win. And they're getting contributions from, you know, Gabe Brown, I think, first and foremost. But, you know, Julius Marble had a big game for them against Loyola. Malik Hall had a big game. Marcus Bingham, I think, is playing his best basketball of his career at Michigan State. So they've had a lot of guys stepping up, and, you know, they're not quite where they've been. You know, they're not, you know, they're a step below the elite, these top 10 level programs. But I think they're definitely also a significant step better than they were last year.
You know, I watched that Baylor game, then I watched Purdue, Florida State, and I watched Duke get beat last night by Ohio State. I'm telling you right now, and nothing against Gonzaga, but I don't think there's two better teams than Purdue or Baylor in college basketball. I really don't.
No, Baylor really, really impressed me, especially because they lost 4 starters to the NBA, and they just reloaded with transfers and freshmen and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, and Purdue, a little better than I thought. I mean, the Big Ten overall, I mean, Ohio State got the big win over Duke last night. But I do think I started the season thinking Michigan State couldn't crack the top four. The top four seemed, you know, pretty well set, you know, adding Michigan to that group. But a lot of these teams have looked a lot more beatable. Illinois, I thought, would be a top four team for sure. They've lost a couple games. Michigan has lost a couple. Ohio State had lost a couple before beating Duke. So Purdue looks like the only real juggernaut in the Big Ten right now. And Michigan State, I think, has a chance to crack that top four, which I wouldn't have thought they could do a month ago.
What about this Louisville ACC Big Ten Challenge game? Why do you like Michigan State? What concerns you?
You know, I like Michigan State because I think they've been playing better basketball. Louisville has a home loss to Furman, which is a pretty bad loss. They've been playing a little bit better, but, you know, not an NCAA tournament team last year. Don't really have a star guy, a go-to guy, and having Michigan State's been playing better basketball. But if there's a guy that concerns me, they got a really big, experienced center in Malik Williams. He's a 6'11", 245-pound guy. So if he starts banging around in there, maybe gets Marcus Bingham in foul trouble, he could give Michigan State some trouble. So he's probably the biggest name to look out for. But I like Michigan State's chances here. I think they match up with him well.
How long before Akins is starting?
Starting? You know, I like him as kind of like the bench energy guy, you know, like the guy to come off the bench just and be a pest on defense and make these big energy plays. I'm not sure. I mean, he's a perimeter guy, so I don't see him taking Max Christie's job. I know Max Christie had a tough last week, but I still think he's the guy there, and I don't see him taking Gabe Brown's job. So maybe I think he could definitely get more minutes. Maybe you try him a little bit at point guard. I know A.J. Hogarth struggled a little bit. Maybe he gets more minutes there, but I think for a freshman, him kind of playing that off the bench energy role, I think is a good spot for him.
Yeah, I almost passed out watching Hauser put the ball on the floor and take it to the bucket against Baylor.
Yeah, I know Towser is kind of enemy number one with the fans right now. You know, he was hurt a little bit. I think he's getting back in the swing of things. I don't like to play psychologist, but there does seem to be some head things going on with him. I mean, he's a better shooter. We keep seeing him miss these wide open threes. I think he's going to figure that out. I still think back to the player he was against Wisconsin last year when he was just dynamite, getting a double-double. I think he can be that player again. They're showing a lot of patience with him. Tom Sheehan, I want him to keep taking these shots. He's going to keep getting a lot of minutes. They're going to keep giving him the ball. So that's the plan with him right now. How long they'll have patience with us, I don't know. But for right now, they want him to keep doing the things that he's doing. I think his game's going to come around.
Kyle Austin keeps doing the things he's doing when it comes to Michigan State basketball at MLive.com. You can follow everything Michigan State hoops 24/7 at MLive.com. Kyle, enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Kyle Austin joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics. You want to join in on the show? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Put that number in your phone anytime you want to call and voice your opinions. Easiest way is on the text chain. Just text the word HUGE to 21000. Opt in, and you can text us anytime you want to. We read the text. I have it up right now. I'll read a few in the final segment. Also, Andrew Grassheis, committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival that benefits the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. He'll join us in our next segment. That event, which had over 4,000 people 2 years ago, they didn't do it last year because of the pandemic. Outdoors, they have some tents set up. Downtown Ada on the west side of the state, just east of Grand Rapids. It starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday. If you want to get your tickets, easiest way on Facebook or Google, just search Ada Chili and Beer Festival. Callers online, we'll try and squeeze you in our final segment after this network, T.O.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, when you make your first bet. Experience hockey like never before with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, to receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Only at BetMGM, the official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for your local Meyer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meyer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meyer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on an MHSAA Wednesday. You can follow everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and watch live and archive boys and girls sports 24/7 at MHSAA.tv. Go to Andy in Hudsonville here on the west side of the state, listening on 96.1, the game out of Grand Rapids. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to, first off, thank you so much for your Gold Star tribute that you guys did on Veterans Day. I am a teacher in Kent County. I'm a social studies teacher for middle schoolers in Kent County, and I was, you know, telling my kids all about Veterans Day and how important it is. And then I get started and I hear my sister-in-law, Jamie Klein, talking about my brother, who passed away, which is Matt Weber. Just that you do stuff like that, the key memories, and to just honor those who have given everything for us. It's just phenomenal. I can't even thank you enough for doing that kind of thing. And I was bawling, man. I couldn't even hold it together. Really, I had to pull off to the side. I was like, this is amazing. Just hearing it on that day was so incredible. So thank you for that and all you do. I haven't gotten a chance to get on and since then, really, because I get on at in my car at 3 o'clock and you're in the middle of your monologue and all your cool stuff that you talk about right when the show starts. And so I just wanted to call today because my schedule changed a little bit. So thank you for that.
Well, your family, one thing, Andy, you or your family never have to thank me. It is an honor to make sure that our heroes and Gold Star families that I've connected to and come across in Michigan, that those names and the stories behind those brave men are never forgotten. So, you know, you tell your family, they always will be able to hear it. We do it on Veterans Day. We do it on Memorial Day. We find other times to let people in on courage, duty, honor, and love of country. So your family or you never have to thank. And thank you, Andy, in Hudsonville. It's pretty emotional, man. You don't know, and you're driving, and you're a teacher, and you get in your car, and you hear that. That's why I do it, man. I do it for the families. I've actually had radio programmers tell me it's a turnoff to the audience for me to do my Gold Star tributes. Yeah. Even a couple of advertisers who I told to hit the road, and I won't name them. I've done that my entire almost 30 years. Whenever I naturally come across stories or meet family members, I feel it's my duty to make sure that they're never forgotten. And God bless a so-called radio programmer or advertiser who thinks that's a turnoff to their audience. You are part of the problem. So, Andy, my best to you and the entire extended family. On a lighter note, let's go talk to Andrew Grassheis. He's the committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival, longtime friend. He was known as the human vacuum. If you threw the ball in playing rec or league hoops, you never got it back out. But I'm not going to go down that path right now. I've known Andrew a long time. He's a good man, big part of the community. Like I mentioned, committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. That happens this Saturday, 11 a.m. It benefits the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. Let's welcome Grass in. How you doing, my friend?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. So you didn't have the festival last year because of the pandemic. 2 years ago, over 4,000 people. It's one of the great events in West Michigan. Tell everybody listening right now what's going on Saturday in Ada.
Yeah, I appreciate it, first and foremost, and it's always good to talk to you, buddy. Saturday, 11 a.m., Ada Chili Beer Festival, downtown Ada, Thorn Apple River Drive, basically across from Amway. The community church benefits the Ronald McDonald House, and We're hoping, you know, we've got 40 plus chili makers and 25 craft breweries. We consider it the largest chili and craft beer festival in the country, which can be disputed, but I don't think we'll get much pushback. And it, you know, it raises a lot of money. It's a great community event and it's just fun to have. So
what goes on? So somebody listening right now, if they go to the Facebook page, Ada Chili and Beer Festival, or Google it, and they buy a ticket, do they get chili samples? Do they have to buy tickets for samples and craft beer? How does it work Saturday for anybody going to the event?
Yeah, great question. So there's no cost for entry, and the Tinsel Cheese and Trolley Parade that happens before us with Santa Claus, and it actually ends where our event begins. And basically, you buy tickets of age to be able to taste test the chili and the beer. And so it's pretty cut and dry. And, you know, we've got some really great sponsors this year, like the Grand River Bank, which is our title sponsor. And they're super excited to be a part of it this year. And losing last year, being that it was in the midst of the pandemic, I think there's pent up demand for, you know, people just to get back out. It's a tented event, Bill. So we're under, you know, a couple large tents and heated. We're going to have some panels open. We're also going to have some open air area for people to be outside. We're COVID centric with masks and stuff like that. So,
Andrew Grassheis, committee chair for the Ada Chili and Beer Festival, happening this Saturday on the west side of the state, 11 a.m. downtown Ada. So if you want to purchase tickets for the sampling of the chili and the craft beer of age being 21 and up, easiest way to get those tickets in advance is what?
So we had an early bird special that's since gone away Monday night, but day of tickets are, you can buy them 4 for $10, 10 for 20, just show up. We'd love to see everybody. And just trust me, if you're able to come out, and you want to experience something unique on an early December Saturday, it's a fun event just to get at.
Any music, entertainment, how does that work on Saturday at the Ada Chili and Beer Festival?
So we have a great band that's been playing there every year. They'll be there. There's kids stuff going on. Parking is pretty easy all the way around, so you shouldn't have much issue there. Hopefully, in 2019, we had about 4,500 attendees. You know, with everything going on in the world, you never know, but we're hoping that we can get to that number again.
And the proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan, the most important part of the Ada Chili and Beer Festival this Saturday, 11 a.m. How long does it go to in case somebody can't get there right at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, so we're going to go from 11 to 3. Usually, you know, with everything that's going on, it'll stay open till about 4. That's our plan.
All right, Grass, good to talk with you. Keep up the great work. My best to your committee, people like the Grand River Bank and other partners stepping up. You can learn more about the event and everything going on in downtown Ada, the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. Just search Ada Chili and Beer Festival on Facebook or Google them. I'll see you Saturday, Grass.
I appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
All right, Andrew Grassheis. Good man. Grassheis family, been connected to the real estate business for decades in West Michigan. Also, Andrew with his connections to GR South Christian, and heck of a basketball player and a good man. Great dad, husband. That's a cool event. Check it out. You just have to buy the sampling tickets. It's free and open to everybody beginning Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Ada on the west side of the state, just east of GR, the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. And I'll be there for a while. And then I got to go over to Eastern Avenue Hall Saturday night, my private Michigan-Iowa Big Ten championship watch party. I'll have family, friends, listeners, marketing partners, be a combination. Again, less than a week's notice. I don't know how many, but I've invited a lot of people, actually getting a lot of RSVPs. If you're 21 and up, cash bar, and you want to take part, just drop me a direct message on Twitter. If you want to bring a couple people, stop by. Indoor tailgating begins at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Eastern Hall, with the game kicking off at 8. Just drop me a Facebook message or DM me on Twitter. 24/7, all of our podcasts and interviews are free at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.